Really?
You have counterspell, basically?
Yeah.
Once per long rest.
Once per short or long rest.
Because of your thing?
Because of, I'm a monster hunter.
Oh, so,
to stop
nice.
Monsters from hunting me.
Okay. So yeah, I guess I will do that then. Slightly less interesting, I guess. actually, wait.
You look over, you get a little scared and you look over at Cotter and he's like, double thumbs up. Yeah. You got this, man.
He's got one of these going on, the two fingers.
The finger guns. Yeah, am I still on fire?
The whole room's on fire.
This is fine.
No, you're the one that ran him out of the room. You could have gave us the little torture scene and called it good.
This is going to be fun and we're having fun.
Chapter 324, The Walls Are Lava.
Okay. So, well, you know how I make these adventures up and parcel them up into nice little discrete encounters that are easily manageable and easy to do?
You don't do that.
I do that. And then your shenanigans usually break this thing up. Anyway,
just let the bugs eat them.
So.
Yeah.
In the previous episode, he said with a voice of great disappointment, because you didn't take the easy way out and had to make things difficult. So you were supposed to let all of the devil creatures out of the room and then just take them down one by one and it'd be easy peasy, no problem. But no, you had to go bottle them up with a magic circle and then go and
flood the room with insects.
And fight them inside that room, which then, of course, made them retreat to the next room. And so you come into the treasure room.
In my defense.
And you have gone and kicked or tried to open the doors. And when you tried to open the doors, they were kicked in with great force. So we're going to do a contested strength roll to see how well the doors are kicked in, because I don't hate you.
Nice.
And Kerval and Cotter, you are holding onto the doors. You're being to pull them open when they got kicked. So I need a strength roll, basically athletics roll.
Oh, athletics?
Yeah.
That's a different roll. I think I actually have that skill.
Oh, wow.
Range.
You know,
23.
Okay.
When we first took down the tree trunks, I thought it was like a mini dragon. Like it was still like a dragon. I did not think they were like dragonoid.
That's
creatures.
What I was picturing in my head too. Okay. Like a straight up actual dragon.
I was like, we have to protect the dragon from not getting out. But no, they're.
So now who's on the left side there next to the big purple one?
That's Cotter.
Cotter. Okay, so Cotter, the roll against you is only an 18. So the creature there doesn't get all of it, but the roll against you there, Kerval, is a 28.
Yeah, you got me.
And so basically kicks the thing over, knocks you prone, and that door is wide open. You can, and Adria, you're looking up at this creature.
Yeah.
And there are two creatures in front of the door, a third one further into this room. But
I'm a little frightened.
Actually, funny you should mention.
Hold on,
that.
what was Kerval's roll?
28. Or,
21.
He missed it by 7.
Yeah, you're not going to bend luck on it. No. Thank you, though.
These are very large creatures, but we'll get to that in a minute. But as you gaze in there, that artistic part of your mind, you see that you're looking at a basically 50 by 60 open room of dressed stone. There are large stone ribs that rise from the corners and sides to meet 40 feet overhead. The walls are decorated with frescoes 20 feet high showing the domestic tasks of the palace. Women hunt with hawks and hound from horseback. They sew in circles, dine formally and in casual picnics, dance together with partners, game and observe tournaments for their entertainment. And those are just the frescoes going down the walls. In the middle of the room is a large stone sarcophagus of white stone, with only some simple vines and roses for decoration carved into the stone. Around the edge of the room are 10 more stone sarcophagi. They're a bit of a more plain design with only some cording chiseled into the stone. And then there's the creatures. So up against the walls, hovering in the air 20 feet up, are the dragon creatures that you've been battling so far. But directly in front of you and on the other side of the main sarcophagus are very large devilish creatures that look just like giant bestial creatures with big wings holding enormous black maces. And yeah, they're basically, you know, 10 feet tall.
What color are they?
A deep russet red.
Okay. Is this initiative order now, or?
We are going to continue in initiative order. I've added these ones to the initiative order.
Okay. So does this spark any infernal memories that I might have?
Roll for me a religion roll, or maybe a history roll, whatever you're better at. You might have heard about these through history.
It's only plus one each. Please let me roll well. 14?
Yeah, I'd say with a 14, everybody should know of these things. In the depths of the underworld are the bosses of the underworld, great infernal creatures that basically lord over whole sections of the underworld, and they're called pit fiends.
Oh.
And you have three of them in the room.
Oh.
Along with the dragon creatures.
Are you kidding me?
I am not.
Now, this would be a good time to just...
So this was the punish? Wrong room. Sorry.
Oh, I think we're interrupting something here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I think I left my oven on.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you're refrigerating.
I hear Nawada calling me.
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, and... we'll call the one in back gray. So that'll be Pit Fiend Gray. And then there's Pit Fiend Purple and Pit Fiend Green that are up front looking in your faces. Okay. And the first one that gets to go is, in fact...
me, because I was readying my arrow.
Pit Fiend...
you know, that person gray. Who was readying her attack?
Are we keeping the same initial order?
Initial order, yep.
Okay.
And they also had ready attacks.
Didn't it just kick the door?
Basically, they just kicked the door in. So basically, since everyone had readied attacks,
mine definitely would have gone away.
Underworld creatures were ready to attack as soon as the door moved. Basically, we're just going to go a straight up initiative here. So,
Let's not go in that room. Bring him to us.
So, Pit Fiend number one goes and.
Gonna drop
we can do
me.
What
he's gonna,
what
he's just gonna kick
which
me
one's number
face.
One
we the gray
do,
one
we can do sorry. What they did and we can just like back out so they have to go into that room
so how we'll wide are them. How many pit fiends can come through these double doors at once
one at a time and so the pit fiend in the back waves his hands and all of a sudden encircling the room that you are in a wall of fire goes up
cool oh
can I counterspell that
I don't know, can you?
That's a spell.
Is it a spell?
Yes, I can also try. You can counterspell that.
Okay.
Get him.
I have to... Something happens.
It's like a certain level, it just happens, and then if it's like another level, you
have
to roll,
what
right?
level? What level is Wall of Fire?
It is a fourth level spell.
Oh.
And this is actually the
mistake
we made.
I use
a
fourth level spell slot.
Okay.
And it does not create a wall of fire.
Okay. And that was a mistake we made during the fight in the monastery. We kept forgetting. We just made it a counter spell. We forgot to level it for each of the levels that they were coming at you with.
Yes.
That's the only way.
Do you actually, does your verbal component literally say nope that booms in an echoish way?
He goes, oh my goodness, stop.
Since you yelled
I like the idea of just nope.
Yeah.
It's actually just somatic.
Yeah.
So I just go.
Or it's like Snape just wiggling his wand back and forth. No curses for you, Potter. Okay, so you're gonna nope that one away.
I take 10 points from Baytor. Take that, Pit Fiend 3.
Yeah, loser.
Yeah.
Please don't trash talk them. My face is in line with their feet.
Yeah. Luckily, okay. You're invisible.
And then
I'm not.
The green one
I was just standing
in front of you
it.
There, Drew. mm-hmm. is going to drop out of the sky, fly through the doorway.
I don't think I said that.
Yeah, that was part of the plan.
Wait, how big are these doors?
They're 10 feet tall.
How
big is the Baylor?
Well, they can move.
I thought I held mine shut.
You held yours shut, but Kraval didn't. So there's one of them that's open. Okay. And it can go through its ally squares. So it's going to dodge through there. It's going to go up, and it's going to land right in front of Arlen.
Okay. Which one? This one?
The small green.
Small green. Okay, that was my confusion.
Yes.
Oh, that's not a Baylor.
Yeah.
Pit Fiend.
Sorry, Pit Fiend. My bad.
Yeah, the Pit Fiends are about 10 feet high, so they'll go in there, but their heads will be scraping the ceiling. Okay, and it lands in front of Arlen and goes to give him a couple of slashes and hacks.
Is that adjacent to me? I can see nothing.
Can I ask that you don't do that?
No, you can't. I mean, you can ask. It won't happen. And then it starts taking hacks and slashes at you there, Arlen. And so the first one is a 15 with a scimitar.
You miss.
Okay. The second one.
I upped my AC by one because of my dexterity.
The second one is a 18 with a scimitar.
I'm going to bend luck. So actually, it's a 14.
Losers.
Okay. And then the third one is going to miss entirely.
Yeah. Okay. Yippee.
Yippee. First time ever.
And then Cape goes and drops out of the sky there. That's the one right next to Orange. And does the same thing, but in front of Adri.
She's invisible, by the way.
I don't think I said that.
The plan was to open the door and to have you invisibly peek
in. She didn't actually say she was going to do that.
That's true. Oh. Yeah, I didn't. I don't think I actually said it. I think I was just like, I'll just poke my head in.
Okay, so 20 on the first one there.
Yeah.
And that's 8 points of damage as it slashes you.
Okay.
And then the other two are going to miss for sure.
Okay.
Are both of them adjacent to me?
Neither one's adjacent to you. You're 5 feet away from them.
No, it's hard to see.
And then, Kraval, you get to go. Anything you can do to solve this situation?
No.
Put an earthquake in that other room.
I don't have earthquake memed. And I wouldn't even if we did. I just
Arlen, earthquake the other
room. Literally bury us and never get it back out.
Probably want to stand up, though.
I will. Well, that's the first thing. I'm going to kind of step up and sidestep here so I'm still within threatened square. Okay. I will look at Arlen and I will just tell him move. Then you'll understand why in a minute. I begin to say a prayer, a newer prayer. It takes a little longer to get out as I started it as I was on the ground. And I reach into a small pouch and I pull out just a pinch of powdered iron. And as I rub it to my fingers, it kind of begins to spark a little bit before evaporating into the wind. And Arlen feels this. Kraval is prepared for it. And anybody with any sort of magical sense feels the complete negation of magic around Kraval. And I will cast Anti-Magic Field.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And how far did that go out?
10 feet.
Okay.
Which means Mr. Baylor, both of the shadow creatures, technically Adri, and especially Arlen.
Here we go. Okay, read how that goes.
Oh, yes, I am.
Because this one's going to be fun. We haven't seen this before. Yes.
That's
what I said, move.
Arlen explodes.
A 10-foot radius invisible sphere of anti-magic surrounds me. This area is divorced, not even just removed, divorced from the magical energy that suffuses the multiverse. Within this sphere, spells can't be cast. Summoned creatures disappear. If they're summoned, they go bye-bye. And even magic items become mundane. Until the spell ends, the sphere moves with me, centered on me. Spell and other magic effects, except those created by an artifact.
Nice. I get to keep my bow.
We all do.
Yeah.
Are suppressed in the sphere and can't protrude into it. A slot expended to cast a suppressed spell is consumed while the effect is suppressed.
Oh.
It doesn't function, but the time it's spent suppressed counts against its duration. So if so, firewall would still go off, but it wouldn't go off. It would still be active technically.
So could it go off for the rest of the room, but just not the area that you are? If it's, you know, because it's a wall that goes across.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Spells and other magical effects, such as magic missile and charged person that target a creature or an object in the sphere, have no effect on that target. Oh, good Lord. Areas of magic. This okay. is a big one, guys. Sorry. The area of another spell or magical effect, such as fireball, can't extend into the sphere. If the sphere overlaps an area of magic, that part of the area is covered by suppressed.
Okay, so basically, yeah, so the wall of fire would work.
Actually, yeah.
It would just stop where you are.
Wall of fire are suppressed within the sphere, but everything else works. Any active spell or magical effect on a creature or an object in the sphere is suppressed while the creature and object is in it. Magic items. The properties and powers of magic items are suppressed in the sphere. For example, a +1 longsword in the sphere functions as a non-magical longsword, so just our artifact weapons. A magic weapon's proprietary powers are suppressed. If it is used against a target in the sphere or wielded by an attacker in the sphere, it does not. The magic weapon doesn't work. If a magic weapon or a piece of magic ammunition fully leaves the sphere, for example, if you fire a magic arrow or throw a magic spear at a target outside the sphere, the magic of the item ceases to be suppressed as soon as it exits. So Adri's arrows and everything else will work. Not
because they're fired if from artifacts.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. Teleportation and planar travel fail to work in the sphere. No Misty Step. Whether the sphere is the destination of the departure for such a magical travel, a portal to another location, world, or plane of existence, as well as an opening to an extra-dimensional space such as that created by a rope trick spell, temporarily closes while in the sphere. Creatures and objects. A creature or object summoned or created by magic temporarily winks out of existence in the sphere. Such a creature instantly reappears once the space the creature occupies is no longer within the sphere. Dispel magic. Spells and magical effects such as the spell magic have no effect on the sphere. Likewise, the spheres created by different anti-magic fields don't nullify each other. This is an 8th level spell.
Yeah. And
so,
well, so very powerful.
Seeing it, I mean, I am not the wisest of men here.
Not
but
even a
do
man.
Not You're pit not fiends come from dragon. Hell, so they're not part of this plane. So he goes bye-bye. And I don't know about these two little guys.
They are also fiends as well. So creatures not of this plane just instantly wink out are gone, or do they...
they're not dead. That's the yeah. thing. They aren't dead.
Yeah, is it like a... Your
I don't...
A creature or object summoned, pit fiend, or whatever. Or
they may have
unless
gated
they brought
in.
Themselves here.
Or created...
They're not summoned creatures.
Okay, a creature or object... That wasn't too good. A creature or object summoned or created by magic temporary winks out. So like your fairies.
Yeah.
Is my
dog
would count
artifact.
As artifact. Yeah, it'd be part.
Is
of
my
artifact.
Dog summoned? Can I? It's part of the artifact.
It's part
too.
Of the artifact.
Yeah.
Such a creature instantly reappears once the space the creature occupies no longer. No, so it doesn't kill it. It just makes it go bye
yeah,
bye.
But these
until,
aren't summoned.
These aren't summoned.
Though. I thought they were. So no. Well, still.
And you'll find out later on in the adventure why.
I'm sure we will. But anyway, that's my spell. So, and that is that. And I literally have nowhere to go, nor bonus action to take. So that is my turn.
Okay. And can you put like a dotted line down on the map where the 10-foot circle is so we can.
Courtesy of Matt's great gift here. I can.
Here you go. I don't know if it's 10.
That's actually
it's
pretty
good
darn
close,
cool.
Yeah. Okay.
I try to get it right on my square here. Sorry.
Okay. So, well, that was exciting.
Sort of.
So while in the anti-magic field, I have an effective AC of 12.
Really? That's fine. Yeah.
Stay back.
10
man.
Feet is not nearly as big as I thought it was.
A 10-foot diameter or radius?
Because that's your. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
a 10-foot radius would give you a 20-foot circle.
Radius.
Okay,
so,
yeah, 20 foot
twice as big as that.
It's a
then.
Fireball size.
Oh, well, okay, so yeah, sorry, yeah, okay.
So yeah,
half
put that.
Of a fireball
put
size.
All right, can.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We might get ouchied.
Yeah.
That's luckily, some standing, of these things are chewed circle. Up a little. Do any of these flying things look a little chewed up that we can see, like by bugs?
You kind of banged on them pretty one. Good. Yeah, they're all damaged to one degree or another. You could just.
It's yeah, actually.
Put
well,
a dotted circle down there.
So
well, unless he moves.
Yeah. When I move.
And if so, we can put another dotted circle now.
Okay, so.
But I'm going to kill him right where he is, so he's not going to get a chance to move.
Well, it goes into the room, too.
Yeah, it goes in there, too. It's like I say, this is not blocked by anything.
Turns out these were magically reinforced doors, and they just crumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Letting the pit fiends in.
Right. And only one pit fiend can come through this door at a time, so
yeah.
Maybe we should have someone be on pit fiend patrol and someone to be on bug patrol.
We'll see how that works. Arlen, you are, according to this dotted line, you are right on the borderline. So one step down, which will not take you out of a threatened square of Mr. Greeny, and then you can cast Misty Step if you so choose.
Yeah, Misty Step right in front of the other pit fiend.
This is concentration up to an hour.
Okay.
And this is the level we're dealing with, folks.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. Okay, and
I like how you're like, I negate all magic, and I'm like, I can shoot two more times.
Yeah, but you're not into it right now, so that's good.
It's with God all things are possible, or something like that?
With Nuada. That's what happens when you have a cool god.
Yes. Okay, so then Orange is going to come down and also swoop through the door.
It's blocked by Guy.
Apparently that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it can move through its ally spaces. And it's going to land right next to Kraval there. Actually, further up between Kraval and Arlen. Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. And take a couple of swings at Kraval. Actually, no. Arlen's looking a little easier to hit. So he's going to go after Arlen. Cause
how kind.
You like...
With his armor class of 12.
With his armor class of 12 currently
he's
in
like
here.
Leaning.
Well,
leaning.
The first one was a nat 1, so that's definitely not going to do it. But the next one's a 16, and the next one's an 8. So he only gets hit once and all that, which is too bad. But it is a full 8 points of damage there as it slices you. And then the purple pit fiend gets to go, and it's going to cast the wall of fire in a ring inside the room.
I'm good.
Yeah.
If only we had someone who could do counterspell.
He already used
it. He's behind a door to you.
Yeah, he's already used the reaction this round.
I already used my reaction this round, yeah.
Make a wisdom saving throw.
What are you going to do?
Use magic user's nemesis, so if he fails.
Is that, you shoot an arrow at him?
No, that's his, stop it.
Really?
You have counterspell, basically?
Yeah.
Once per long rest.
Once per short or long rest.
Because of your
thing? Because of, I'm a monster hunter.
So,
to stop
nice.
Monsters from hunting me.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. So let's give it a saving throw.
Which is a low saving.
And that's a 21.
Okay, yeah.
they have a high wisdom, as you can imagine, being the masters of the thing. Okay, so the entire room just basically bursts into flames, aside of the little area immediately around Kraval. Okay, and so what that means, finally, is...
Arlen, you don't need to make a saving throw on this one because you're still in that anti-magics mm-hmm. field. The rest of you, however, Mr. Dex should be fine. Mrs. Dex should be fine.
Yeah.
And I'm resistant to fire. Hey, don't sue
okay,
me.
Okay, so everybody else must make a dexterity saving throw.
Plus 5 to everybody from Captain Paladin. Oh, jeez.
31.
Yep, indeed.
Someone's dancing on the flame tips.
Okay, that's good.
I walk, natural 20. I walk into fire.
We didn't start the fire.
17.
It's probably gonna
okay. Who beat 21?
22.
Okay.
Oh wait, no. That
I got a non-natural 20.
32.
Yeah, I rolled a 17, so I added your plus
wow.
5, and then I forgot.
31, 32.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, so everybody else didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. How many D8s do I have here?
Probably quite a bit, I'd imagine.
I think you should have them try to possess me more often. That would be convenient.
Okay. Okay, so everybody that was that failed takes 26 points of fire damage and half as much if you successfully saved. And if you're a monk and you have shenanigans, forget it. So...
It's pretty cool.
I feel yep. some hatreds in there. There's some angry feelings over there.
Oh, and I almost forgot. Kaval, give me a wisdom save.
Why?
Because these are frighteningly large creatures and large frightening creatures.
Have you met my mate?
Actually, I have.
20? 26? How much damage?
Actually, I don't have to.
I wasn't paying attention.
I think Mr. Paladin has an anti-fear thing, don't you?
You might not. I don't know how my aura interacts with your anti-magic field, but everyone in my aura,
that's a good point,
is immune to being frightened.
He's not doing a spell. That's just his
paladin. I don't know.
That's just that wasn't listed.
Yeah.
That's your call.
Because it's technically divine too, right? It's not arcane. And dispel magic is.
Don't, again, yeah. Magic,
well,
is
divine
magic.
Divine magic is still magic. So
yeah, that is a dungeon master asked question. I don't know.
And it doesn't mention auras or anything in the anti-magic shell.
Mm-mm.
So I'm going to say that's different than magic is supposed to cancel. So basically everybody's going to be immune to the magic is, or the fear, or as long as you don't get too far away from the paladin. So
you look over, you get a little scared and you look over at Cotter. He's like double thumbs up. Yeah. You got this, man.
He's got one of these going on, the two fingers.
The finger guns.
I do like the idea. Okay. Maybe the aura stays up, but it's not like a passive thing. He does have to like constantly be like, You got this. You got it.
Just got full.
One thing.
Just went full first level bard.
One thing that lends credence to that.
Huh?
One thing that lends credence to that.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't work if I'm unconscious.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes
you're
sense.
Like, if you remember your training, you will survive. Ah.
Hey. Anyway.
Okay. And then next up is Jade. What are you going to do, Jade? You're... Hold on.
I don't know.
Can you send your dog in evilly or goodly?
Evilly?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so your weapons...
And your dog took damage too, right, Melanie?
Yes,
he did. Will totally affect everything except for orange. So yeah. You could shoot green. I don't know about purple. You could hit this guy or that guy.
Yeah. Hit the big guys. They got the magic.
The big guys. Okay.
Maybe the little guys will flee.
I will send my dog in after me, after I go. So, bonus action.
Can I suggest shooting Mr. Green here?
Go for green.
Because, yeah, right now Arlen's got two on him.
Yeah. I'll cast Hunter's Mark on green. And then I will shoot green twice. The first shot is an 18.
An 18 hits.
And the next shot is a million.
A million hits.
Which one are you targeting?
Green.
Which one?
Green.
Next to Arlen there.
The first one is...
A lot.
6, 12, 13 points of damage.
Are you sharpshooting these?
No.
Oh.
And the next one is 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And then my dog will go after purple. Or
purple's up here.
Yeah.
Go after one of the big guys. They're the ones casting icky spells.
You're gonna do.
Kill the leaders.
Actually, I don't know if you can.
Oh, I can't.
You have to go through the anti-magic field to get through the door. So just hit him after green too.
Yeah.
Why am I not against the door?
You're on the other door.
Yeah,
Two big double doors.
You're pulling it back, and then that's when it got kicked, and you held it in place.
My dog's going to bite at green. The first one is a 23 to hit.
A 23 does in fact hit.
Does more damage than I do.
Hehe.
My D10.
Yeah, but you didn't do sharpshooter, nor did you try to imbue your spells into
your arrows.
Is he
a separate initiative, or is he the same?
He's after me, or?
He's the same. Should be the same initiative as you.
Yeah. The first bite is a 17.
To hit?
Yes.
Does hit.
And he's going to grapple him.
Okay.
And then
pull him away.
Going to do his ragdoll shake on him.
That's an action to do that.
Action?
Yeah, you can do it next round.
Once you got him grappled,
But you can move while grappled and pull him away from Arlen.
Does he get an attack of opportunity on Arlen?
No.
No?
No.
I'm going to pull him away. If I can do that.
Yeah. You can move.
Back up.
Is it pulling an action too, though?
Yeah,
that's just movement, using your movement. You can move with a grappled opponent.
But then it'd be an opposed strength check.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'll just bite him again.
Okay.
Continue to grapple.
Did you do damage on the first bite, or just you grappled him with the first bite?
Yeah, it was 17.
17. Oh, I thought it was a 17 to hit. He did 17 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just bite into it, and you just hear bones crunching, And the thing, poor thing, just like crumples in half and falls over.
He's trying to kill us.
And then he'll then bite at Orange.
Because these things have been hurt already.
Yeah.
Is Orange in the anti-magic shell?
Black yes. cloaked thing.
Okay, so you can't approach him without winking out.
The black cloak.
Can
thing?
I not? Okay.
You could. You can't do anything to Orange.
I can't
right
get
now. No.
Do anything to Orange.
I can't tell.
And I can't get to cloak either.
But that's okay. At least for at least this round, we kind of have a kill corridor going on.
Yeah.
Oh, I had advantage on that. Apparently, then he'll just wait for someone. And that's all he can do.
Okay. And what was your question, Bryce?
I just noticed that there's someone to my left who I didn't realize was there before.
That guy?
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, that's not a friendly person.
No, it's not. Right. It's Cape, yeah.
Okay.
And it's a fiend, which means your smite goes big, 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 bang.
Yeah, okay.
These don't seem to have a lot of hit points, though.
Unless and you really are ending your turn where you, right there, Jade?
Yeah, am I still on fire?
The whole room's on fire.
This is fine.
This is fine.
You guys should bail.
What?
Out the door? Outside.
So you take... Oh, my goodness. You and your dog each take 36 points of damage.
They don't get to save?
I don't get to save?
Not on the subsequent rounds.
Not if
you just take... It just says...
I'll move out of it. I'll move so I'm not... Is the walls on fire, or how does it work?
It's a firewall. Yeah, the wall is fire.
You always get a save.
Wait, where's... Okay, so
I don't want to, like, leave.
It can't be... The whole room can't be on fire.
It just says a creature takes the same damage when it enters the wall for the first time on a turn or ends its turn there.
Well, it's like, where's the... Is it, like, here? Where's, like, the wall
It's basically
fire?
Going right around the outside of the wall facing in. Yeah.
So I'm... Right am here? I... Am I, like, if I move here, will I be still in the fire?
The whole room's on fire. There's no way to not be on fire in this room.
Hmm.
Then how come... Yeah, I mean, well, I guess because we're monks. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I move into the anti-magic field?
You could.
And not be on fire?
You could. But,
Doggy goes poof. Oh,
no,
because
he's part of the artifact.
Yeah, so you're fine. But your doggy will still get cooked.
Yeah, so...
Well, he's resistant.
But if she took she did a saving throw at the start of her turn, she gets it still at the end of her turn as well?
Yeah, it says if you end your turn. Because the first one is when the spell is cast. Then you have the dexterity saving throw.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then it says, each creature that ends its turn within 10 feet of the side of that side or inside the wall, the creature takes the same damage when it enters the wall for the first time or ends its turn there. So, yeah. Hmm.
How much damage was it?
36.
So I guess we'll continue to take no damage.
That's kind of cool. We know the buttons to press.
If you don't rely on magic items like some of us over here.
Yeah. We just are fast. That's all.
Oranges
we've honed our muscles.
Never mind.
Okay. And then next up is the snake one. So it's going to... Is there any room next to... Jade there.
There's two spaces here and one on the side of Orange.
Okay. So it's going to fly in and land.
Which one?
The snake one. And it's going to land basically right in front
That's a lot of movement.
Yeah. It's got 40 foot fly speed. So 10, 20.
Right here?
It was a little closer, but yeah.
So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40.
Okay, so it'll just fly up next to it then.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes it easy.
But that's the wall. There's a wall here.
Yeah, he's at the wall. He's basically at the wall, the door. Yeah.
And then purple will fly.
It's a line.
We'll fly 40 feet closer.
Which way do you want him to go, sir?
Actually, have him come down to the right side there. Yeah, there. Okay. And then white can make it in there, right? Yep.
Yes.
And that will go in.
So here's the first space.
Okay. Let's go for the second space.
Okay. That's in the anti-magic field as well.
And it doesn't seem to affect them.
Okay.
And then it will go and swing on Jade.
Rude.
The first one's a total miss. The second one's a 22.
Yeah.
The third one is a 25.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first scimitar slice is a 7 points of damage. And
it's kind of surprising how like not a lot of damage their shots are.
Yeah, these guys are
this is the garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
Low level baddies.
The low level baddies were meant to pull off our resources before we tried to do the whole kill box bug thing.
And then the bite is 5 points of piercing and 10 points of acid. Yeah, remember that hole you just divide up into nice little discrete things? That,
yeah.
As a reaction, my dog will bite it.
Okay.
Does a 27 hit?
Yes.
The dog has Sentinel.
18 That's to hit. Awesome. 18 points of damage.
Okay. Damaged, but still up in hail. Okay. And
oh, Andy, can
then Cotter, you get to go. What can you do to rectify this situation?
Hey,
attack the one in front of you.
Just a guess. Do pit fiends have bad charisma?
You have no idea.
They're leaders. They probably are okay. But which one of these? Was it purple or green who cast the firewall? So maybe we should make him break concentration, eh?
Well, he's bound behind the door from him, so.
Do I have any idea the charisma?
Well, as you said, these are leaders, so you would expect they would have good charisma.
Okay. So my idea was to use a 5th level banishment and try to banish them both.
Worth a shot.
That would require them to fail a DC 18 charisma check.
So give it a try. We can't tell you what to do. It's your character.
I mean, or you could just smite
them. I'm just asking if y'all think it's a good idea.
I think hitting him would be better.
Is it a better idea than just absolutely dumping their all your damage into them? Like, is that...
I mean, they'd be... after a minute, they are permanently sent away from this plane.
Yeah.
Like if they just keep failing the save.
But no. Don't you have to keep banishing?
No. It is one save, and then if I maintain concentration for 10 rounds,
they're gone from this plane.
Yeah, but you're also on fire.
Yeah, you're also on fire.
So concentration.
But they would
be
gone from this plane.
Mm-hmm. For a
minute. You're going to be taking a lot of potential hits.
Yeah.
You're going to need to get out of this
room. Okay, so how much did you take just last round? 36?
36.
Yeah, so so that would be an 18 difficulty constitution roll for you if she rolled 36 on damage again. So,
And you can't see the purple pit fiend anyways.
Yeah,
it's behind
my
the door.
My move was going to be run back the line, move to the center of the room, the back center of the room. And
Can I just suggest, at least for this first round, take out the one guy in front of you. Because they don't seem to have a whole lot of hit points, and then potentially take out the second one in front of us. You don't waste a whole lot of smiting on them, but let's start thinning the field of the trash.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I guess I will do that then. Slightly less interesting, I guess. Actually, wait.
Fight forward, Paladin. Fight forward.
If you're looking to get a guy, there's one right in front of you.
Yeah,
it is the same type of creature that you could walk around everybody to get to.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so it is real busy there. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very busy.
I guess I will swing then.
Okay.
All my smart ideas aren't working out. Okay. I'm going to swing at cape or cloak, whichever one they are.
The one in front of you.
Yeah. With my sword that is on fire.
I don't know how much fire is going to...
That is a non-natural 20.
Okay, nice. That hits.
Nice.
All right. Oh, shoot. How many sessions has this been? I've not had a chance to take my dice out.
This is number
really?
3.
I don't know. These guys seem to be just walking through fire, so...
Well, if they're hellborn.
All right. So, since we're not smiting too hard, I'll start with a second level Divine Smite. One for the smite.
One
for the level. Do they happen to be undead fiends?
They're just fiends, and fiends, they were, what the, jeez.
I don't think you can have an undead fiend.
I'm sure you can.
Because
I'm
if they
sure
died,
his name
they
is
would
Orcus.
Be, well, he's not undead. If you killed the fiend, it would probably go back to its native
which
plane.
Which is also a fiend, duh.
Now I have to go look that up and see if there's any way to create an undead fiend. And if so, guess what's coming up the next adventure?
Because
stop giving him ideas.
I think that's one of the backgrounds. It's devils that, even though you kill them on the prime material plane, they just go back to their original plane.
Yeah, demons too.
So hence, no undead.
Yeah, as opposed to the vampiric lich Terescu that we're talking about.
But what if they died and were raised?
What's wrong with you?
So that is 29 points of damage that isn't fire.
Okay, and it collapses to the ground because it had one hit point left.
Okay. Oh, really?
Beautiful.
But that's inspirational. Beautiful. That's inspirational. Yes. We're unafraid. Right. Yeah.
Now,
then I will move into the space it used to be in.
Okay, just so you know.
And swing it green.
Oh, Bryce, just so you know, that door is still closed, so the giant could kick it, hit you, and knock you prone on its turn. Or now would be the time to use your movement to get around so you can be out of the range of that.
Okay.
You could still get to that target. You would just use your whole movement.
Is there anywhere in this room that isn't Wall of Fire? Because my reading was that the Wall of Fire is only 1 foot thick.
No. According to Mr. DM, the whole room is on fire.
The whole room is on fire.
It's like a lake of fire in here.
But it's a room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this game is the walls are lava.
2, 3, 4, 5. Moving you there, you can now hit white.
What if I were to move? No, that would be bad. That would be dumb.
Just hit white.
Where did you move me?
You are now between Adrian the dog facing white.
Okay.
And you can still hit white.
Sure. I will swing at white.
Okay.
Has white been hit before?
Everything's been hit before.
Everything was hit by my bugs.
Yes.
And one light.
He bugged them all greatly.
This is a 19 to hit.
That hits.
All right. Same thing.
Same thing. He's been hit quite a few times, so don't, waste your high-level smite on him. Because he's been
Smith
hit by my dog. Tore a chunk out of him.
That's a 40 damage, including 5 fire, if that matters.
The fire does not matter, but that's enough to smite it to the ground. And white is out of it. See how easy this was going to be if you just let them out and fought them outside.
You could literally have just had them die to the bug swarm in 2 rounds. I'm doing the math.
Yes.
You didn't have to actually pull them in.
So we're not buying what you're selling, not at all.
And then you know what would have happened? We would have walked right through those two doors right into these pit fiends.
Yes.
So this is all on you.
See,
which is exactly what you were supposed to have done.
The reason,
you're the one that ran him out of the room. You could have gave us the little torture scene and called it good.
Miscommunication, because I was under the full impression that there was this giant dragon in there that we had to stop from coming out.
Yeah, I thought that was a dragon.
I kind of was the same.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, we have to block it up.
It was a human-sized dragon. I told you, it looked like a dragonborn, but more dragonish.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I did say that multiple times.
That was only three or four weeks ago.
Yeah. I think it's because you said it was a black dragon, and I was already thinking about the snoot. Yeah.
Okay, and you're done there, Cotter?
Yep.
Okay.
Is this in the magic?
You take 25 points of fire damage.
Now, okay. If only we could get rid of the firewall pit fiend.
Oh, man, I could have done that, couldn't I?
Well, Gray's way in the back. I don't think you could have reached
him. No, it's purple. It's purple.
Your AC is 12. You're standing in a anti-magic shell.
But you're not on fire.
Okay.
Which is probably better for you.
There's a lot of things I can do. And a lot of things that I'm thinking about doing.
And you got an orange one right in your face.
Brave the flames and sprint out the opening and get outside.
Hold on. I have an idea. Which one is white?
The one with the pink dot.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that would be a waste. I'm not going to do that. It would be really cool, though.
Can I give you a piece of advice? And this is just something.
Yes.
I mean, this is totally talking out of character, and this is totally meta as well. All right. So first things first, take the attack of opportunity and move behind the dog. All right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do, no matter what.
That will allow you to see green and purple just from the area you're at. Now, this is the meta part. Okay. Use your 9th level spell slot because you're no longer in the range of anything. Cast Force Cage on the two creatures, the big ones.
Force Cage.
Yeah.
Well, that's rude. And then step outside and don't burn to death.
No.
Cast super banishment.
Or actually hold your action to cast 4 cage. Never mind. Disregard that piece of advice. You'll only be able to get one. The other one is still in the anti-magic field. Which means it would be suppressed.
Yeah, until the field goes down, then he finds himself in a cage.
True.
Unless he moved out of it by the time...
I don't know. These things look like they might want to just hurt us.
Oh, I think they definitely want to hurt you.
Okay.
Or step in front of us.
I could do that.
Step in front and shoot a cone of cold. Either way, I don't know.
I could do that.
You got rid of disintegrate. This would be perfect for disintegrate.
There are so many things that I can do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How much? 11,
there's
12,
there's 10. Only one creature in this room with us other than the
160.
Do you have Dispel Magic by chance?
I mean, I have Wish, so I have everything.
No. Because you're gonna take fire damage at the end of your turn.
Unless you move out.
Unless you go into the anti-magic field.
Yeah, that would probably be the best bet. Cast a spell at green at the first pit fiend, then walk back into the anti-magic field so you don't take fire damage.
This entire room is 80 feet long. Okay. So that would have been so cool too. There's so many things I can do. Okay.
Did you say cool? Maybe we should cool their tempers.
There's a lot of really cool things that I can do.
Yes, you keep saying
look
that.
Look at the picture.
Let's actually do one of those really cool things.
Okay.
High level campaigns.
I mean, I have to go back to work on Tuesday, Owen, so sometime you got to make a move.
Yeah. I know.
Nothing to do tomorrow.
A guy waits his whole turn to make a move, Owen.
I have been working my entire turn to figure out what I want to do.
This little tiny group of bards appears and starts playing the Jeopardy
unless
theme.
Unless you really plan on jumping
in. You are not letting me speak.
I know.
Sorry, go ahead.
Keep interrupting him.
What you doing, Owen?
Okay. One option is to, using Wish, cast Tsunami. That covers the entire front of the room for 20 feet, which would push every single creature and slam them into the wall next turn.
And every artifact in the room.
Yeah.
Wait, are you going to tsunami your own room?
No. He's talking about in here that way.
So they would just push him back 20 feet?
No.
How far does it push him?
Tsunami forwards. Tsunami towards us
towards
from behind
them. Okay.
Oh. Holy
from the wall immediately in front of us, mm-hmm. all the way to the back of the chamber.
You know what, Owen?
Owen, that wall.
I have never been more proud of you. Do that.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
If the monks could catch a tasty wave on the way through, we could like get some
assistance.
Okay.
Can my dog ride the wave?
So, yeah.
Please, dear God, do that.
That's pretty cool.
10, 15, 20.
You know all these like ancient artifacts that are going to be totally
waterlogged? Worth it.
It's already desecrated.
This is such a Farmer Brown type of thing. You know what I remember being bad? Heavy rain.
The entire thing will take 3 rounds to fully happen.
Oh.
Unless I want to make it something.
Yeah, that could be a bit of a problem.
I mean,
but one of these might lose concentration.
I still think it's a great idea.
Do it.
One of the examples of concentration things is getting hit by a big wave.
50. Actually, perffect. Okay, so I am going to. It's going to be fun. This is going to be fun, and we're having fun.
Oh yeah! Okay, blast.
Is it going to put out all the fire in our room too?
What's your verbal?
Cowabunga!
We get to deal with that.
Hang loose.
I am going to use 2 sorcery points to use Quicken Spell on Wish, which makes it a bonus action, to cast Tsunami in Wish. Oh, sorry, I need to move backwards.
All right, well, first things first.
To there.
You get an attack opportunity. So it's going to try to bite you.
Yes.
Let's take the damage, honestly.
And
this is
that's
good.
A 23.
Okay. Haste I can eat a little bit of damage.
Yeah, you're fine.
And you take... 11 points of piercing from the bite, and you take 5 points of acid. Not much.
Has anyone ever
so 16 total?
Wish?
Yeah, I don't know, but this is great that
you
he did.
You should have seen DM's face when you
he
did
took
that.
An entire mega move and turned it into an afterthought.
Yeah.
And then I attack for real.
Yes.
And then we're not done yet.
Shocking grass.
He still has
the
staff of Nelon. I bet you're so happy you gave him that
exactly
now.
Exactly correct. Uh-huh. Oh, things just got so much better for me. I love it. Okay. So I cast Tsunami through Wish as a bonus action.
So good.
So bonus from action. Wall to wall, and then 50 feet forward, which will cover everything, including the first square of his, of the back guy's thing. So he is in range.
Yes,
he is. Uh-huh. Poofs into existence.
Good lord.
Each creature within its area must make a strength saving throw.
Pit fiend.
Except I'm going to use three more sorcery points, and they all have disadvantage.
There's only one.
Just kidding. Purple has disadvantage. Big
gray.
Purple.
Gray.
Big, sure.
It's going. Is it going this way?
Yeah.
Oh, then
it will
yes.
be heading towards the back of the chamber, yes.
Okay, so just so... Yeah, okay. So the only one that's not going to be affected is green. Everything else will be affected.
Well, wouldn't like the top of green
get...
He's in the,
the back magic half of him will be affected, so he will also take damage.
No, he's in the anti-magic shell. And he only takes the damage if he fails his strength saving throw.
Or half of
his back half of it.
The DM says no damage. Yeah. But everything else, in that, you're still going to get one, two,
that's
three.
Fine.
You're going to get four of the all the garbage creatures in the purple.
Well, and that's just your bonus action.
Yes, so strength saving.
Yeah, we're not done. We are not done yet.
Yes, so Mr. DM, you're going to have to make one, two, three, four trash saving throws and one purple saving throw.
And okay. One gray.
No, gray will not get hit this round.
Mm. Gray will get this round because his front legs are, his front spaces are in the tsunami.
Never mind.
Okay, so for the trash.
The trash. Isn't it five? This guy too?
Mm-hmm.
So, Olive over there in the corner gets a 19. And then what's next to green? Large green. Anything? Okay, that one there.
Well, we have snake.
Oh, and then you have snake, but snake's in the anti-magic field as well.
Yeah. And then that one in the corner will get a 16. What's your save, Arlen?
Like 20 or something.
No, it's 19. Or I know because he has a Stephanie on. Arlen.
What's your save DC?
I was looking it up. It is 19. So okay. The one who rolled a 19 actually rolls three less than that.
Arlen, could you tell me the math on that? What's your staff? Does your staff not affect your saving throws?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, never mind. Then you're good.
And then purple gets a 12, silver gets a 21, and then club there.
Actually, it gets a 18.
Okay. And then club there gets a 16.
High level D&D.
I did, already did that guy. He failed.
Okay.
So you'll engineer all of the trash to fail. And then the purple pit fiend...
I think the strength is just for knockback.
No,
purple pit fiend gets a...
It's for the initial bludgeoning damage. Mm. Of a tsunami.
22.
Can you luck him away?
And the gray pit fiend gets a 27.
So I'm going to try and luck the...
Purple.
One that got the lower number. And I'd fail that.
Okay. So they are... They're able to hold their feet.
Apropos that there's a rainstorm outside.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That tsunami goes into effect.
Having a tsunami outside, yeah.
Is this better or worse than earthquake, out of curiosity?
For the...
See if it blows back on us.
Well, it doesn't shake all the buildings.
See if the room crumbles from the force.
So, those who failed get... 41 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay, so silver goes away.
Those who succeed take 20.
And then is brown in the corner there? Yeah. Okay, that one goes away. And purple goes away.
Corner guy.
And that's
gray.
That one goes away.
Green guy.
And then olive goes away in the corner. So all of the trash is swept away.
Minus snake. Snake is still there.
Yeah, snake is still there.
He's like, oh my god.
He's just
and
like,
then, and then orange is in the building with you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then 20 for the other ones. So green and purple take 20. No.
Gray and purple.
Gray and purple take 20. This is difficult accounting.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh my god, that's right. That's his bonus act.
That was a bonus action.
So you're going to hit him with a...
he's going to hit him with a fireball. No, he's got
no, because they're in water. So instead, I'm going to move up into Adri's space.
For sure.
And cast Lightning Bolt.
Yes.
Oh. What?
Oh, and now that they're wet, they're going to get double damage.
Is that a rule?
I don't know what that does, but they are all in water.
I think they didn't make anything special in 5th edition, just so you don't have crazy rules like that. Because in AD&D... there was like an entire section of the Dungeon Master's Guide on what happens underwater, and things like Lightning Bolt would just form a globe immediately in front of you and including you.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Because you're discharging electricity into it.
Which character are you trying to hit with the Lightning Bolt?
I will be hitting purple and gray.
You cannot hit purple. Purple you cannot see. You can hit gray.
There's a door there.
Yeah, your paladin was too strong and held the door closed.
So you can either hit gray, who's in the far back... you can just hit gray in the far back.
And maybe that bolt will bounce off the wall and hit him again.
That's kind of lame, but I'll take it.
That's what it is, brother.
And what's the bouncing rules on...
I don't think there are any.
If their name is gray or purple, they get hit.
If you're talking about a shiny surface like a Tarrasque, then it has to roll a d20.
No, just what Lightning Bolt does when it hits something at the end. Let's take a look real quick.
It just fries, I think.
Well, if it's like a line, it might.
I think it lights stuff on fire too.
It lights stuff on fire.
It does,
but that's it.
Yeah, Lightning Bolt will light stuff on fire.
I didn't know that.
It doesn't have a bounce anything.
Okay.
That's chain lightning. As we've learned.
No, chain lightning is just it touches the things around it.
There's no thing that if it terminates early. Okay, so you're gonna go after the.
I guess only gray then. That's pretty lame. Is there seriously no line that goes between purple and gray?
You would have gotten green and gray, but green is in the anti-magic field. So you're having to angle it to hit gray.
Okay,
or
just gray,
or do something else.
I mean,
there's two spells I know on that staff, and I know that staff does way more than that.
How about Cone of Cold, man?
Could Cone of Cold instead, yeah.
You would hit gray. Well, you wouldn't hit green, you just hit purple. You're just
Can you open the door?
No one's there.
Yeah, can you open the door?
No one's there to open
the door. I can step forward and open the door.
But like, that's going to be your action. Backwards. That'll be your action.
Is that an action, really?
Yes.
I think, no, that's like an accessory action to open a door or pull out an item or something like that.
Well, if not, you can step right into that space and blast them.
Yup. You
can see them all.
Which one does more damage?
The dexterity, most likely. But I don't know anything about pit fiends, so... I just know they're pits and they're fiends. It's
going to
be like walking into a hard shower at the gym.
Oh, I guess Cone of Cold technically does more. So instead, I will do Cone of Cold instead. I was hoping that because they were in a block of water, that something cool would happen.
No, they're
going to
be in a block of cold water.
Yep. Yeah, but if you step up, you can get them all.
I also don't want to be...
You can get them all.
Is purple... adjacent to the door?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to not go up to the door.
Oh,
that
come
means
on.
It would be...
You're not just going to stop.
No, thank you.
Who can slam you to the ground with no problem. Take all my fun away.
But I will Cone of Cold from here, I think.
Yeah.
Will that hit my friends?
You're not going to hit anything but a door,
sir. Back.
Will it put out
the will Cone of Cold hit purple?
You're not behind the door, no.
So just stick with the lightning bolt and hit gray.
I mean, Cone of Cold deals more damage.
It won't reach gray.
Statistically.
Purple will not get hit by Cone of Cold. Green will not get hit by Cone of Cold.
Why wouldn't purple get hit by Cone of Cold?
He's behind the door.
Yeah, he's blocked.
Yeah,
but they won't get hit by Lightning Bolt either.
No, the gray one in the far back, which maybe you can't see, will get hit by Lightning Bolt.
Mm.
And Cone of Cold.
No.
Will it?
How far does Cone of Cold go?
It's within 60-foot cone. It's 50 feet away.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. Yeah, you can hit Cone of Cold on gray.
Yeah, and that deals more damage, and it is the same amount of... Oh my gosh, my turn has taken 10 minutes so far.
We
know.
Yes. Okay.
We know. We all
know.
We'll
wrap this up.
Freeze him out.
Cone of Cold.
Hey, at least you're not like Drew, whose turn took an in-between session to work.
You're so right.
It was
Cone of Cold, final answer.
Okay, so he has to do a constitution.
So gray...
Save.
Constitution saving throw, please.
And Arlen finally used Wish.
Okay, and that's a 27.
Ouch.
Okay.
Does a force of ice also go?
And that's just going to affect Gray.
Yes.
Okay.
Because of that anti-magic circle, which is keeping people from burning alive. So it's love-hate right now.
If nothing else, for a bonus action, he managed to do a really good job of...
taking all the time up?
Yeah. If you want to put it that way, yes.
And we're still on fire.
Which is unfortunate because it saved. It will only take 17 points of cold.
Ah, oh, brutal.
And... Arlen, it doesn't seem to affect it nearly as much as you thought it would.
That's fine.
It looked really cool.
I'm going to move backward.
I mean, on the plus side, it doesn't have evasion and it doesn't avoid it entirely, but yeah, it barely seems to frost it at all.
So, any damage is good damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, and then you take...
Well, get into the magic circle, dude.
Can I? How can would he, I be able he, to go?
I don't know.
You have two spaces of movement. Yes, you could get back in the circle.
Okay. Good. Then you're safe from the damage from the flames. And
yes, I have exactly enough movement, I think.
And we hate to end things at the end of a round when we're still in the middle of a battle. But at this point in time, we've been going for more than an hour. So we need to
got two spells off
in the middle of the round. So next time when we come back, we'll be starting with Adri's turn.
Yay.
But that will.
I love yeah. being able to go during a session.
But that's where we're going to end today.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No, it's funny. It's funny. It was a good move. It was a good move.
In 3 hours, I was able
again,
to do one
he's
attack.
He's a farmer with the power to change the universe.
Dungeon Master's Notes. Okay, no, Owen, your turn did not take 10 minutes. It took more than 16 minutes. Almost a quarter of this entire episode. In fact, more. On one hand, that was kind of annoying. You know, the player should be ready with their round. On the other hand, it's really fascinating to see what's happening at these high levels. And one of the reasons I kept that entire sequence in the episode was just because of that reason. Because we actually got to see organically what happened in the minds of Owen and the rest of the players as he tried to hash out what he could possibly do with his turn. So that was really, really fascinating. And then, oh my gosh, yes. All of these other interactions that take place with all the magic and all the abilities at this very high level. The one that I'm sure we got right was the paladin's effect not being canceled by the anti-magic circle. But it still brings up another other questions on how all of these things interact. And let's face it, I mean, you can either break and go on the internet and see if there's an official ruling on this or see what the community thinks, or you can just kind of do like we did and take your best guess based on your understanding of the rules and see what happens. Anyway, so yeah, we were only part of the way through that entire round. We should have at least got through the entire round, but once again, Owen's turn took forever. And now... we'll have to see what's going on with what he is doing versus what the rest of the players are going to be doing going forwards. They got rid of a lot of the minor characters, the minor mobs, but they were, as Drew surmised, they were just the trash. They were just supposed to be there, drain the resources, create a barrier for the players to go through until they could get to the real bosses, which they just hit here. So what's going to happen when we get to the round again? We'll just have to wait for the next episode to find out. Until then, rate us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. Email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com with questions or comments. Follow us at Relic of the Past or Relic of the Past Podcast on your social media feeds. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.